If you go to a barber, you can sharpen a straight razor on a leather. What? That thing that the barbers, they have alongside the barber chair.
Strap.
Okay. And what's one round, that you put in a revolver, what's one round called? What's that one round? You say I put a, in a rifle, say you got a rifle, and you put, what do you call the thing that you put in the rifle to shoot?
Bullet.
Okay, you got any other names for that?
Ammunition.
All right, how about cartridge? Okay, did they have, are you familiar with any, these are like children's things. They might have had a plank, the kid could get on one end, kid could get on the
other. Seesaw.
Okay. If you had two kids out in the backyard on one of those things, you'd say they are?
Seesaw.
Okay. Now, how about, did you ever know of any, same kind, it might be the same size plank, but it would be attached on a post where it could go around in a circle?
Merry-go-round.
Yeah, did they have any of those when you were?
Yeah.
Did they ever call those anything else?
Not that I know of.
Okay. How about another similar device, but instead of going around or being attached to something in the middle, it was attached at both ends. It was limber in the middle, like a trampoline. The kids get on the middle of it and jump up and down. You're just another limber plank, you know. Did you ever see anything like that?
Okay. Not Diane.
All right. And what do you call the thing that has the two ropes and the board across that you
swing?
People ever use coal down here?
Some people that were rich and had fireplaces used to use it.
In the fireplace?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They'd use hard coal. And then they used to use it on boats. Sailing.
Yeah.
On the wood stoves.
Well, now, the stove that you had in your kitchen, was it? What kind of stove was that?
Gas.
That was a gas stove?
Yeah.
Well, now, on a wood stove, do you know what they call it, the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? You know, the round, it usually has an elbow joint on it.
Sure don't.
Okay. And would you know what, if someone had coal burning anything, would you know what they would use to carry the coal in? Into the house, a small?
Just a pail.
Okay, what do you call that small vehicle that you mix them in? It's got one wheel in the front and...
Mix it?
Well, it's...
Oh, wheelbarrow.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said mix them in. That's what I do with it mostly. But I guess you just use them for carrying about anything. Okay. How about a portable sharpening stone? Something that you might use to sharpen a machete or something small that you could carry. What would you call that?
You just call them stones, don't you?
Yeah. Did you ever use those for knives or anything?
Yeah.
How about the big one that you might use a pedal or a crank to turn? Use them for sharpening hoes and things like that, shovels.
They still call them stones, but they're made out of a different material, it seems like to me. No, stones all I know of.
Okay. If now, back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, before they had permanently sealed automobiles, if you had a squeak in your front wheel, you'd have to take it down to the shop and have it what?
Greased.
Okay. And he would use if a person if he was while he's putting it on there, if he missed and it squared off and got some on you, you say I got all what?
Got all greased, as far as I know. Squared?
Yeah, you just got greased. You got greased. But what would you call it? You came home, your wife says, well, look at you. You got...
Had grease on your shirt?
Yeah. Did you ever... if you got grease on your hands, they would be all...
Greasy?
Yeah, okay. And if you have a hinge that squeaks, you might take out a can of...
Oil?